Lord, while the words I speak are my words, may the words that we hear be your words. Amen. This morning, I want to say a few words about the idea of stewardship. The whole premise of stewardship begins with the thought that life is a gift from God, that this day is a gift from God, that the opportunity to come to this place, to spend some time on a Sunday morning seeking our connection with God, is a gift. Think about all the things in your lives that are gifts. The challenge and the struggle is how to live our lives with that understanding. We seek to live a balanced life, body, mind, and spirit. The church is responsible or wants to work in the area of the spirit. So how can we be good or better spiritual stewards in our lives? Thus, I reflected on that in preparation for this morning. It occurred to me that the way we can be good stewards of the Spirit is to think of life through the perspective of a rule, a discipline, pieces in our lives that help us stay organized or focused or be reminded that God is present, that my life is a gift from God, that the people in my life are gifts. Good health is a gift. How can I be reminded of those things? And under this umbrella of a rule of life, to really think of it in four areas. This spiritual stewardship, to think in the areas of prayer, of corporate worship, of taking up a ministry that strengthens the life of the church. That's the third one. And the fourth one, claiming my ministry in the world, claiming my work in the world for God, to think of it as ministry. So let's look at those four things under this umbrella of stewardship, this sense of being gifted. We have the gift. And one of the most important things about prayer, the first piece in this rule of life, is that prayer, well, it's a lot of different things, but it's a place of discernment. It's a place of seeking a connection to God. In the prayer book, prayer is response to God with or without words, and it can be thought or action as well. But to think of it as a space where we can discern what God wants from me today. Who does God want me to be in relationship with? What is the task today? That's the most important one. God, please show me what the next thing I'm meant to do. And creating those places of discernment, because we get energy in different places, and prayer should be a source of energy. It helps us maintain a focus. It gives us the energy, what the things that we need to live our lives. to be good stewards of this gift of life. So it begins in prayer, prayer as discernment. Figuring out those regular patterns where I can open my heart and mind and soul to God and let God speak to me. Then the second piece in the rule is corporate worship, because we don't make this journey through life all by ourselves. And at the heart of theology in the Episcopal Church is the corporate nature of it. It's never just an issue of a relationship between me and God. It's always a relationship between me, the community, and God, that we're parts of community. You know, for instance, when people feel called to ministry, you think of that, well, there's the personal call when you feel called to ministry. But it's not just an issue, I feel called for ministry, so Bishop, please ordain me. You have this discernment within the community. What's that call look like? Tell us what your story is, all of that. And you do that with other people. It's the sense of community that we walk together in a community, and a community of faith is a gift from God, and the gathering is important. Being with others, learning from them, supporting others, being supported by them. In fact, I just had a conversation with a member of this congregation yesterday who's facing some life-threatening issues. And one of the things that this person has most valued are the notes and letters from the pastoral care team that are in touch with him. Deepening ministry. We all need support and encouragement for the journey. But also it's the coming together. This is a corporate act, being nurtured in the body and blood of Christ to get the strength and energy that we need to go forth again. Worship is like no other space in our lives. Now, in a sense, it's countercultural because the world out there doesn't really understand the nature and purpose of it. And there's so many things that challenge an understanding of loving God. But when we come to this place, when we gather as a community around the table, we gain strength and nourishment to go forth again. And the showing up piece is important, showing up for other people. You say, well, I don't feel like going to worship this morning. Well, get off your butt and show up, because it makes a difference. It makes a difference for other people. And you may be surprised that you'll find a blessing in it for yourself, something you hadn't anticipated, something God had in store for you that you would have missed out on if you hadn't showed up. So personal prayer is discernment, corporate worship is the gathering of the community and making this journey with others. And then taking up a work that strengthens the community. All part of this stewardship. The point is, in church life, things don't happen by magic. They happen because people give time and energy to the separate tasks of ministry. Of course, the example that I always think of first when I think about people supporting ministry is the altar guild, because you just expect them to do it all and do it right, and the only time you notice them is when they screw up. It's kind of a thankless task. But the point is, all of it, fellowship, lemonade on the lawn later today, are all the different things. Maintaining the cemetery, which is a very special piece in this particular ministry of this parish. All the things that go on require volunteer strength and energy. Looking after the property. Be good stewards of the whole process. But in a sense, by being here and reflecting on the importance of taking up some responsibility, I hope each one of you keeps thinking about that. And there may be a call in that, and some sense of that God wants you to be doing a particular thing in the life of the church, because during this time of transition, people need to step up. This is a time of change. New people can come forward and do things they haven't done before. But the thing is, it's also this stepping up and serving the community is also the way it should be out there in the world. Just think about all those other communities and networks that you're part of. They don't happen by themselves. They happen because people step up and give them energy and time and use their gifts and talents to make decisions about where these networks or communities are going. Your neighborhood, neighborhood watch, all kinds of schools. The thing is to step up. So strengthening the community. And then finally, it's claiming the work that you do out there in the world for God. The real purpose of the church is not to just gather people here. It's really to send you out there. It's to undergird you, it's to support you, strengthen you, give you the things that you need so that you can be God's person out there in the world. Be a compassionate person, a person dedicated to service, to caring, to making the world a better place, to expanding the kingdom of God. A place where people can appreciate and value one another, to build that sense of community. Because remember, the forces of darkness out there are strong. And unless people move toward those forces and into the world with a sense of conviction and caring and compassion and love, then the forces of darkness win as they push back. We need to be about that business. And God created each one of us unique, special, different, put us in those particular networks of relationship where nobody else is, and that's your ministry. It's not even an issue of taking on something brand new, although you could do that. It's just claiming what is already there within your family, in your neighborhood, at work, all those places where you are, claiming that for God. All part of your stewardship. So rule of life helps us be better stewards. It supplies a sense of discipline for what we do. And the elements of prayer and corporate worship, taking up a role that will strengthen the communities that we're part of, and then claiming what we do in the world for God. That's exercising our stewardship. And during this time of transition here at St. Mary's Church, it is a time of change. And one of the wonderful things that we've discerned in this process with the final report of the discernment committee is there's just a tremendous amount of spirit, you know, of goodwill. We've been blessed by strong leadership in the past, and this congregation is ready to go forward in new ways. And each of us needs to assume a sense of having intent, moving into that future. Because there are amazing things ahead for St. Mary's Church. And one of the clearest things, I think, in the report itself, the report of the discernment committee, is this is a new day when people are really hoping and expected to step up in new ways, creating new areas, you know, of ministry. And earlier in this sermon, I spoke of the pastoral care teams. See, what you're doing in that is you're moving pastoral care from the professional staff or the clergy down among all of you, because really it is all about ministry to each other. And as we're able to do that, we deepen the quality of life, and the quality of our witness to the world is strengthened. And the ministry just becomes better. And we can follow God's call in a good way. So God has given us the gift of life. He's given us the gift of this morning, the opportunity to reflect on our stewardship, which is the way we live our lives. May each of us discover those practices of prayer where we can pay attention to what God wants each one of us to do. Because as we are intentional about that, it's going to strengthen the body, and it's going to strengthen the witness that we offer the world. May God's Spirit continue to work in us.